News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ireland's paternity leave system is failing families. Dads losing nearly three quarters of their income to take just 2 weeks off after the birth of a child. That's according to new Movember research. And I'm joined by Movember Policy and Advocacy Director in Ireland, Walker Jabardena. Walker, the level to which parental leave is taken up by dads is very low, isn't it?
It's pretty low, yeah. Our research recently carried out by Movember, based on a representative survey, tells us that about one in five don't take any paternity leave at all. And of those who do, about 70% of them rely in whole or in part on employers to support them in that. And even those people, about 70% again, find it to cause financial hardship when taking it. So low uptake, and then it's difficult for those who do.
What about the cultural norms in relation to taking it up? Because you hear anecdotal evidence that would suggest that depending on the company that you are in, there may be pressures for you not to take up your leaves.
It depends. It depends company to company. I think there is definitely, you know, there is a reluctance on the part of some fathers to take paternity leave because of concerns around career progression, for example. 50% of those we surveyed as part of this study said as much. So they would have liked to take more, but they didn't feel they could because of concerns around career progression. So that's why Movember is calling not only for a change to the duration and the remuneration surrounding paternity leave, but also a change in cultural norms around paternity leave so that there's a better space for fathers to take that extra time they need to be with their partners and children in those important early weeks and months.
You say a change to remuneration and duration. What is it specifically you would like?
Well, we're calling on the government to put together a cross-party and cross-government working group to look at the various moving parts where paternity leave is concerned. And we're asking for three things. First of all, we'd like to have more than 2 weeks paternity leave for fathers. That's the bare minimum in the EU. And we're like the bottom five in the entire EU. Secondly, we'd like to look at the financial barriers. So as you said, 75% reduction on average in pay. We need to remove the financial barriers to fathers when it comes to taking paternity leave through looking at index linking paternity leave. And then thirdly, we need to look at the wider cultural barriers. Some of them are financial, but some of them are about social norms, about expectations that are out there about fathers, or indeed about workplace pressures.
And of course, the fathers not taking up those leaves does have an impact on the gender pay gap, because it does create some of that gap between male and female
pay. Paternity leave is a question of equity between mothers and fathers and all parents.
There is an argument, surely, that people will make where they will say, well, look, there is a biological difference in the level of supports that a woman can provide to a newborn child, particularly if you look at breastfeeding, that a father can't do. Therefore, it is reasonable that there wouldn't be exactly equal leaves.
I think all of us who've had children, all of us who've been around child rearing, know very well that precisely because there is those differences, mothers need support in the home in terms of upbringing. And fathers these days are really chomping at the bit to be there for their partners and for their children. It's better for their health, it's better for their partner's health, and it's better for bonding and family unity as children grow up. The problem really isn't with fathers' approach or attitudes to this. You know, there's a massive demand for it. It's about having the system in place to give them the space to do that and have that extra time with their families in those early months.
You talked about us effectively having the bare EU minimum. Compared to our EU member counterparts, where does Ireland rank when it comes to parental leave for men?
In terms of parental leave, and particularly parental cover or father's cover more generally, we're fifth from bottom. So comparable economy-wise, comparable countries like Slovakia and Spain are, you know, we would represent 15% of what they cover. So Spain, for example, gives around 19 weeks paternity leave, and about 10 weeks of that is mandatory, which means fathers have to take it, employers have to give it. And that takes away the entire conversation about whether it'll damage your career or whatever. It is just a given. And we need to look at something like that in the Irish setup, because what it does is it removes a lot of the barriers and it creates the space that fathers need to be there and have that extra time in those early months.
Is that tricky in a context where you have an awful lot of employment provided by sole traders or provided by very small companies that are quasi-sole trading? It's one thing to be in a big organisation where you can be told, take 10 weeks off. But if your earnings are made because you're a plumber who is going out working every day, taking 10 weeks off bankrupts you.
It's particularly tricky. And what we know from this research that we've just conducted is that uptake of paternity leave varies greatly, whether you're a sole trader or whether you're in a big company. it varies very, very much. So that one in five that we're talking about, that's likely people who just, it's not a non-starter for them. That's why we need a working group in government to look at this, to look at what we can do to provide supports for all those various categories of father with different employment backgrounds so that all of them have an opportunity to take that extra time.
Where do you stand in relation to the level of financial support that should be given? Because there have been arguments made that said for both leaves, both maternal and paternal, that it should be based on your existing salary so that you remain incentivized to take the time off. I think some of the Nordics do it that way. Or should it be base level social welfare?
Well, it's currently base level and it's not working. And that's been acknowledged by Minister Dara Cleary, for example, when it comes to parents' leave, which is at a similar rate to paternity leave, for which fathers are also entitled. And there's already a conversation out of the programme for government to look at linking parents' leave to earnings. We feel that paternity leave should be part of the same conversation where that's concerned.
Walter, thank you very much. Walter Jayawardena, who is Movember Policy and Advocacy Director in Ireland. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.